Hello everyone, this is Anurag Suman, digital creator, content writer. Hope you all are doing well. So welcome you all. My today's topic is crisis of pandemic and how to overcome challenges in the business. So as we all know that every crisis brings challenges and threat to entrepreneur and businesses, no matter if it is initiated by human behavior, natural disaster or economic mechanism. At the end of December 2019, the coronavirus has started spreading from Wuhan, China to other countries so widely and rapidly that on 11th March 2020, WHO declared COVID-19 pandemic as a response to mitigate coronavirus spread and save life. Government in affected countries imposed desperate measures of social distancing, widespread lockdown, restrictions on traveling, movement, and people gathering. As the COVID-19 continues its disruption, the livelihood of many entrepreneurs and businesses owners has been threatened. Approximately 50% of small business owners say that they didn't think that they could continue their business operation for more than 3 months. But due to this crisis, many new businesses opportunity have grown. This is the positive side, and the negative side is that business suffer directly and indirectly. Direct suffered businesses are tourism and hospitality industry mainly. So as we are talking about how to overcome from these crises. So to overcome from these crises, I suggest two things which we have to focus on that. And the first is devise a lockdown exit strategy. Many national economies are experiencing large drop in GDP, and the government are working on lockdown exit strategy that will allow them to reboot their economics while minimizing the threats to human lives. Because as we all know, a country can't suffer with these lockdown time period. So it also have to focus on their economic condition, because while saving us from the coronavirus with these lockdown strategy, we can't go in a better situation after 3 months, 4 months in the future. So we have to also focus on our life, and we also have to focus on our economic condition, because if we'll stop doing all the economic activities and we'll go with the full lockdown for the next 2 or 3 months, and we can be safe from the corona, but after 3 months, 4 months, we will go with the economic disaster, and that's the worst condition. So similarly, business will need to figure out how they restart their operations while continuing to prioritize the well-being of their staff and dealing with aftermath of the lockdown and its immediate implication. This will require them to cope up their activities while following all the restrictions. If needed, introduce greater agility and flexibility into their supply chain so that they can outreach to new suppliers if necessary. Okay. And the second thing is use technology augment, not replace people, and digitalize yourself to adapt the crisis. As we all know, technology has enabled us to rethink the way in which we perform fundamental activities during this crisis. And as approximately 300,000 people across 150 countries working from home, this period is an opportunity for business leader to explore how we can make greater use of technology to augment people so that we achieve productivity gains, improve the working life of our employees, deliver better product and services to our customer, and help drive higher economic growth, because economic is the main important thing to establish or sustain a business. So nowadays, as we can see that maximum of the business are doing greater, those who digitalize their self. and many of the business growing rapidly, like learning industry and many more, those who are working on it. So simple सी बात ये है कि मतलब हम अपने काम को बंद तो कर नहीं सकते. अगर हम business 3 महीने के लिए, 2 महीने के लिए, जो भी lockdown period अगर हम बंद कर दिए तो हम सर्वाइव नहीं कर पाएंगे मार्केट में. तो उसके लिए बेटर ये है कि हमें गवर्नमेंट के सारे रूल रेगुलेशन रेस्ट्रिक्शन को फॉलो करते हुए, जो गवर्नमेंट ने लॉकडाउन एग्जिट स्ट्रेटजी लगाई है उसके थ्रू हम अपना काम कर सकें, सारी मेजर्स को फॉलो करते रहें ताकि हम अफेक्ट ना हो. अगर हमारे एम्प्लॉय अफेक्ट हो जाएंगे तो उसका इनडायरेक्टली डायरेक्टली हमारे बिजनेस पर अफेक्ट आना ही है. तो हमें इन दोनों चीज़ों को फॉलो करते हुए, जो भी रेस्ट्रिक्शंस है उसको फॉलो करके हम अपना काम करते रहें, कंटिन्यू रखें. और जैसा कि हम देख रहे हैं कि इस टाइम में जो है कि वो बिज़नेस बहुत ज़्यादा ग्रोथ कर रहे हैं. इस लॉकडाउन में भी काफ़ी अच्छा उनको एक बूस्टअप मिला है, जो अपने आप को एक डिजिटल मतलब एक वर्चस्व बना के रखे हैं मार्केट में. तो वहाँ से वो उनका कस्टमर से इंटरेक्शन बंद नहीं हुआ है. कस्टमर से जो भी है सर्विसेज अगर वो दे रहे हैं तो लोग सर्विसेज ले रहे हैं, जो अगर वो ऑनलाइन प्रोवाइड कर सकते हैं. तो बहुत सारे ऐसे लोग हैं जो मतलब ऑनलाइन आके होम डिलीवरी शुरू कर दिए हैं. तो उससे भी ऐसा नहीं है कि उनका बिज़नेस पूरी तरह से ठप हो गया है. वो कहीं ना कहीं सर्वाइव कर पा रहे हैं और मार्केट में अपना काम कर रहे हैं. नॉट एट दैट मच लेवल, बट दे आर वर्किंग गुड, लाइक दे कैन सर्वाइव विद दैट. सो हमें उस चीज़ पे फोकस करना है. और एक कहीं ना कहीं हमें अपना एक मतलब डिजिटलाइज करना है अपने आप को, क्योंकि जो अभी करेंट कल्चर है, जो बिज़नेस का करेंट कल्चर चल रहा है इस लास्ट 3-4 मंथ्स जस्ट बिकॉज ऑफ कोरोना वायरस पैनडेमिक, सो हमें वो अडॉप्ट करना है ताकि हम अगर कंपटीशन में रहना है तो हमें वो सारी चीज़ें फॉलो, वो सारे कल्चर को फॉलो करना होगा, जो टेक्नोलॉजी को अडॉप्ट करना होगा जो करेंट मार्केट में चल रही है, तभी हम सर्वाइव कर सकते हैं और इस कोरोना वायरस पैनडेमिक से हम जल्दी से जल्दी उभर के आ सकते हैं. और एक अपना मतलब जो इस सिचुएशन में हम लास्ट जनवरी दिसंबर में थे, उस सिचुएशन में अपने आप को नेक्स्ट आने वाले 2 से 3 महीनों में कर सकते हैं. सो ओके, थैंक यू ऑल, दिस इज़ फ्रॉम माई साइड, होप दिस विल हेल्प यू.